This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us يوم القيامة والسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. During the Khilafah of Umar ibn al-Khattab, Amr ibn al-As used to be the governor of Egypt. One day, his son raced on a horse with another young fellow, and the son of Amr ibn al-As won the race. After he finished, he took a whip and started whipping that young boy. The son of Amr ibn al-As started whipping the other boy. The other boy was very, very upset because he didn't do anything. So he went to his father and complained. The father packed his stuff to Medina, to Amir al-Mu'mineen, to Umar ibn al-Khattab. He told him what happened. Umar radiallahu anhu was very furious. He wrote a message to Amr ibn al-As: the minute you read my message, you and your son come over here. Amr ibn al-As got the message. He came with his son in the presence of Umar ibn al-Khattab. So now we have Amr ibn al-As, his son, that boy, and his father. After Amir al-Mu'mineen confirming that the incident took place, he got a whip and he gave it to the young boy and he told him, go and whip the son of Amr ibn al-As. That boy, he was so happy. He felt like justice was served. And then Umar said, wallahi, even if you whip Amr ibn al-As, his father, I will not stop you. Because his son only hit you relying on his father's authority. And then he said his famous statement, مَتَ اسْتَعْبَدْتُمُ النَّاسِ وَقَدْ وَلَدَتْهُمْ أُمُّهُمْ أَحْرَارًا. Since when you treat people as slaves and their mothers bore them as free? My brothers and sisters, the modern man today is obsessed with the pursuit of something called freedom. Freedom. I looked in the dictionary, and I will read it, Oxford Dictionary. The meaning of freedom is the power to act, speak, or think as you wish without hindrance or restraint. This is freedom. In the Arabic language, hur, free, freedom, has two meanings. The first meaning is that you are free from physical bondage. You are not in physical captivity. And the second meaning, when someone is called hur, he or she are a person who is honored with noble characteristics. They have elevated themselves from the lowly characters. They have became men and women of courage, generosity, bravery, kindness. They have abandoned anything that is prohibited by Allah Azza wa Jal. And Islam aspires to achieve both interpretations of the word hur. Now the Quran endeavors to free humanity from the constraints of life. And this is mentioned all over the Quran. Insha'Allah ta'ala, I will mention few examples from the Quran. What does true freedom mean? And how does Islam came to free us? First, As we know, one of the greatest things that can control us and we can be easily enslaved to is our desires. Our desires. Islam came and mentioned in the Quran in many places how this dunya and everything in it is temporary joy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Whatever you have, anything that you have, anything that you are trying to acquire through haram means, all of that is temporary joy. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has is not only better, but is also everlasting. It's forever. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended the ayah by striking word, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you comprehend? Don't you reason? I own both. I'm telling you, this is not worth it. Don't follow your desire because I have something better for you. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Whomsoever constantly think about the day he or she are going to meet Allah Azza wa Jal, and they stayed away from following their desire, Jannah is their final destination. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in the Quran twice, in the Jashiyah and in the Furqan. Have you seen the one who took his desire as his ilah, as his Lord? Whatever his desire, tell them to do, drink, party, commit this, commit that. Yalla, sami'na wa ata'na. This is the person who took his desire as his ilah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is criticizing them. So, first thing, Quran emphasizes on is to free us from following and being enslaved to our desires. The Quran wants us to control our desires, not the desires to control us. Second, the Quran came to free us from being blind followers. From following the latest trend, the latest fashion, the latest opinion that the government agreed on, all the people want, and gave us guidelines. The free believer is the one who worship Allah Azza wa Jal and follow His rulings, not the rulings of mankind. This is the true free person. When you hand your body and your mind to a lobby or to a thought other than Islam, then you are not free. You are enslaved to what they ever dictate you to do. Quran wants us to be independent believers, steered by the divine revelation, not the revelation of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the people who follow others, what do they do on the day of judgment? يَوْمَ تُقَلَّبُ وُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ يَقُولُونَ يَا لَيْتَنَا أَطَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَأَطَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ. On the day when they are being roasted in the hellfire, what do the people say? Allah, عالم الغيب, the one who knows the unseen, is telling us what do these people would say. They would say, I wish I followed the true freedom. I wish I followed Allah and His Messenger. رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ. Ya Allah, I followed so and so. He has so many followers. I followed them because they were popular and they took us astray. Ya Allah, multiply the punishment on them. On that day, today you're following them. On that day you will ask Allah to double the punishment for them. Third, the Quran came to free us from being enslaved to money. The Quran came to free us from being enslaved to wealth and reminded us that our provision is not controlled by anyone or anything except Allah Azza wa Jal. The Quran told us that your rizq, your provision, whatever it is not controlled by anyone. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Your rizq, your provision, whether it's children, whether it's wealth, whether it's business, whatever it is, any rizq that you have, it's in the sky, it's in the heaven. That means no one on earth can touch it. So you don't have to go seek haram businesses in order to make money or anything in order to acquire haram provision. Your rizq is not guaranteed by that boss that prevented you and prohibited you to play Jum'ah. The rizq is in the sama'. Wa fi sama', Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed us from obeying people and knowing that my provision is not stopped by a human being. Fourth, the Quran came to liberate us from the fear of death. The easiest way to get a concession from anyone is to threaten them, I'm going to kill you. Is to tell them, I'm gonna bomb you. I'm gonna close the borders on you. I'm gonna deprive you from food. Islam came to confirm and to make us feel free that no one will change the date I'm going to die except Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتْ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا. This is the believer. No soul will die without the permission of Allah. Everything has been recorded. Everything has been recorded. My brothers and sisters, a couple of quick stories to show how we have men and women that used to be free. They actually demonstrated freedom. We start with a young boy, Abdullah ibn Zubayr. He was playing with his friends. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu anh, was coming. So all the young boys ran away except Abdullah ibn Zubayr. So Umar came to him and said, all the kids ran except you. Why? Listen to the answer of the free man. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Lam akun ala ribatin min amri fa'akhafuk, wa lam yakun at-tariq dayyiq fa'usi'u lak. Oh, leader of the believers, I haven't done anything wrong for me to run away from you. And the road is wide enough for me and you to pass. Umar looked at this man and he said that this man has a huge future, and he did. Another quick example, there was a very famous judge. His name is Abu Bakr al-Baqilani. He was asked by the emperor, the Christian emperor, to come and debate. And the custom is when you walk in the palace of the emperor, you have to bow. And he knew that Abu Bakr will never bow to anyone. So what did he do? He asked his people to lower the door. Let's say the door is 6 feet. He told the people, make the door 3 feet. So he has to bow when he enters on me. When Abu Bakr arrived, he noticed the trick. So what did he do? He turned 180 degrees and walked back around, giving the emperor his back. These are men who are free. They're not scared from authority. My brothers and sisters, remember these stories. Next time a friend or a trend suggests that you should disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, remember these stories. When a friend or a trend is suggesting and putting so much pressure that you disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. قولوا قولي هذا استغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. What are the signs of a free man, of a free woman? What are the signs of a free person? Number one, the first sign, it's a person or a society that they do not have their mind or personality dictated by others. They know how to say no when everyone's saying yes. And even though the pressure is phenomenal, but they still say no because it's not pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. That person is free. And when they stay away from haram, it's not about just because they do not want to get sins. They stay away from haram because these sins are beneath them. How can I, as a believer, sell alcohol? How can I, as a believing woman, dress like this? How can I do this? How can I sign such a contract that's not pleasing to Allah? This is all beneath them. They cannot do it. Not because just a sin and they will get, it's a haram and they will get some sins. No, because it's beneath them. They are much higher than that. Second, they do not, a free person will not let a fallout between him and another Muslim take so long. You had a problem with your cousin, with your Muslim brother. You had a problem with your ex-partner at work. You had a problem with your ex-spouse. You do not swear, wallahi, I will not talk to him until they apologize first. A free person, these things are pity. They don't care about these things. There are something bigger. They are much honored than this. They don't care. They want to be the first to make peace. So my sister, do not deprive your ex-husband from visiting his kids just because what he did, what happened. Be the better person. This is what a free person would do. Third, they inspire a level of admiration. Their characteristics, their talk, their silence, their behavior is amazing. It attracts you. When you see them, you're blown away. It might cost them their life, and they won't waver from their principles. That's why everybody was attracted to Gaza. That's why what happened in Gaza captured the hearts of the world, because Gaza is the only free city on earth. They're not abiding by any superpower or any laws. The only laws they are following are the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why their freedom captured the whole world. They're blown away. They are free from being enslaved to a lobby or to human laws or to their own desires. Their freedom is anchored on something very high, to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. My brothers and sisters, we always hear free, free Palestine. There's nothing wrong with that term. May Allah free Palestine. But فاقد الشيء لا يعطيه. If you don't have something, you cannot give it. Free yourself first from all these desires and all these things that we just discussed in order to be able to give that freedom. When we are enslaved to a system that considers marrying whoever you want is freedom, changing your gender to whatever you want is freedom, but standing against injustice is not freedom. My brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, sometimes you read the tafsir of an ayah. Sometimes you sit in a gathering and the sheikh is explaining the ayah. Sometimes you watch a video of the tafsir of an ayah. But subhanAllah, I read an ayah in the Quran that we are living its tafsir. We are watching its tafsir. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقَّ وَعْدًا بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتِلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقَّ في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن ومن أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. Allah has purchased from the true believer, from the free believers, their souls and their wealth, their buildings, their businesses, their hospitals. In return, He promised them Jannah. They fight. They kill others and they might be killed themselves. This has been a promise from Allah in the Torah, in the Injil, and in the Quran. And who is more honest and truthful of keeping his promise than Allah Azza wa Jal? Fastabshiru. Glad tidings to you. Glad tidings to you because you signed that contract, because you were free from following others and you were only following the Rabb. That is the ultimate success. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Gaza. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Gaza. Allahumma ansurhum nasran aziza. Allahumma taqabbal shuhada'ahum wa dawi jarhahum wa shfi mardahum. Allahumma zalzil al-arda tahta aqdami aduwihim. اللهم زلزل الأرض تحت أقدام عدوهم. اللهم يا رب العالمين انصرهم نصرا عزيزا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please come from the hallway and fill up the main hall. Please come out also from the two rooms and fill up the main hall. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, heels on the line. Please, sisters, do the same thing. I'm going to let, like I always mention, the sunnah is for me to lead, but I'm going to ask Sheikh Sajjad because I'm not feeling good. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salati, hayya ala al-falah. Qad qamati salatu, qad qamati salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. استووا وأقيموا صفوفكم واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحية لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. There are a few requests for dua. Our beloved brother Nadim Butt, today he had an open surgery. And he's asking the community to make dua for him. And then there are a few brothers and sisters that are sick. Brother Saqib Qureshi, Brother Majidullah, Brother, there's a long list, just give me a minute. Brother Faisal, a regular in our masjid, his father is diagnosed with also with cancer. He's on his way to India. Brother Muhammad Hanif, the son of Brother Ghulam Hussein, is also diagnosed with arthritis and he's in the ICU. And Brother Mirza Asad is also very sick and they're all requesting dua. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيهم. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيهم. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Just a quick reminder that tomorrow that will be the registration for the summer school will open and literally usually 15 to 20 minutes it's closed. So please the minute it opens register right away. جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم.